This is KMPX San Francisco. Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedom, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant possible. Guadalajara, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico City, Mazatlan. The best places to go. And the best way to go there. Only Mexicana flies to all four non-stop. Only Mexicana offers complimentary French champagne or wine on every flight. Only Mexicana has our tours. Just ask your travel agent. No wonder we're the airline most people fly to Mexico. Mexicana has the most daily flights going from nearby L.A. to Mexico. Our schedule fits your schedule. Fly Mexicana to Mexico. The best thing going. Hanor? Who's out there in the pantry? Quick!
Yes, Mr. Pomeroy?
What are you doing in this house? You were told never to come down here.
I just wanted to see the lady.
What are you talking about?
The lady is staying. Please.
Her name is Mrs. Wakefield, and she's no business of yours.
I just wanted to show her my pet lizard.
Your lizard?
You're in the box.
You go back where you belong, boy. I'll take your lizard.
No.
Give me that box.
No, don't you hurt my lizard. What's going on
this
here?
This boy knows he's not to come to the big house. We tolerate him on this place if Hannah will keep him where he belongs.
You
is. Give me my lizard.
It's garbage and will go out with the rest of the trash. That'll teach you not to come here.
Chris, you'd better go home.
Please have
my lizard. Maybe not, dear. Take your box out of the can now and go along.
Yes, Miss Ellis.
Get out.
Lewis, what's the matter with you?
I don't want Hannah's illegitimate grandchild around here.
Hannah knows that.
You know what he came for? To see Kate Wakefield. That girl's determined to make trouble while she's here.
You don't understand her.
I understand her better than you do. It's no coincidence that Tom's widow came to Glory Point.
Of course it isn't. It was inevitable.
You and your ideas.
I don't quarrel with fate.
Next thing, she'll meet Francesca.
What are you afraid of, Lewis? Kate knows her husband was here. Let her find out what Francesca did. She might be grateful.
I want Francesca kept away from Kate. Where's Hannah?
She's gone to the market and to fetch the mail.
I wish to talk to her as soon as she returns.
I think you'd better not.
Aunt Ellen.
Lewis, look in the mirror.
What for?
To see what's happening to you. You were cruel to that little boy. Your face is white as paste now, and your forehead's covered with perspiration.
Damn dead heat.
Then stay out of it. The garden is cool.
I can take care of myself, Aunt Ellen.
Rum isn't going to help you. Oh, Louis. I've watched you change in the last 5 years. It's this place, Glory Point. You're not yourself anymore. When we sell it...
We are not going to.
We may have to.
Over my dead body. Though you might...
might like that, too.
You talk like a fool, and you're acting like one. There's no plantation here anymore. There's no sugar cane crop. Everything's been neglected so long.
Don't you think I know that?
And you're still in debt. How much now?
Stop nagging me.
You're in no condition to drink, Louis.
Leave me alone, you.
There goes the glass. You'd better give me that bottle.
You tell Chief Wakefield to get out of here. The same thing will happen to her that happened to that drug-rotted husband of hers.
Chris, are you still here?
I've got to find my letter.
You have the box?
What do you think in it? You must be in a trash can when Mr. Pomeroy's room. If he's still alive.
Lizards don't die easily, Chris.
Can I look, please?
Of course, but hurry. Mr. Pomeroy isn't feeling well.
I know.
You weren't listening, were you?
Oh, no, Miss Annie. Is Mrs. Wakefield going away?
I don't think we'll talk about her, Chris.
She's related to Mr. Tom.
I said we wouldn't talk about her.
I remember Mr. Tom. Here's my lizard, Miss Ellen, at the bottom of the can.
Well, take him along, Chris.
He's sort of limp. His eyes are closed.
Well, warm him in your hand, Chris. He's had a shock.
Like this?
Yes. And please, go now, Chris.
Yes, Miss Ellen.
And Chris...
Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Wakefield is our guest. It isn't nice to talk about her.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't come down to the big house again. Please.
I won't. Mr. Pomeroy made my lizard sick.
He didn't mean to.
Yes, he did. And if my lizard dies, I'll tell.
Tell what?
What I know. I'll tell a lot if my lizard dies.
I'm looking for a path through that bamboo.
Where you want to go, Miss Wakefield?
Oh, how did you know my name?
I know.
Yes, but how?
I just know.
Am I near the path?
Depends where you want to go in. Down Glory Point or up the hill.
Oh, up the hill.
The path up there to the right by those four palm trees.
Thank you. Are you cutting sugar cane?
Yes, but no good anymore. Nothing here is good anymore. You take care now. You get wet.
Wet on a day like this?
Rain comes soon. If it comes, you find old well house where the pot go.
Oh, yes, I remember those short rainstorms. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You take care, Miss Wakefield.
Mrs. Wakefield. I use the name as if I'd always known it. Tom, when you were here, did you walk this road? Did you turn up this path? What did you do here? Why did you come? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you ever bring me here? Tom, I loved you. Now I want to see you. Never loved me. The rain.
Get on to the fern home.
Who's that?
You'll get wet out there.
Where are you?
Off the path? You can run.
Oh, I see. Is there room for two?
There's room for anybody.
Besides, I don't mind getting wet. I don't either. It's such a warm rain. Hi.
How do you do?
Oh, it is coming down.
What last long?
Oh, now I remember. I'm Kate. I know Mrs. Wakefield. And you're Hammer's daughter, Francesca. I've known as Hammer's girl around here.
Oh, but you have a lovely name.
Who told you my name? I've heard several people mention it. When? Down at the house. You heard it before that, didn't you, Mrs. Redfield? Why didn't you call me Kate? Because that's the way I first heard of you. Kate. I didn't like it. But you didn't know me. The rain's letting up a little now.
Only a little.
Enough for me. I must see to my bees.
Do you keep bees?
Nobody keeps bees but the sun and the wind. I bring them sugar and water and see that they're safe.
Francesca, wait. I came up here to see you.
Well, you're seeing me. Here comes the sun. Watch the colors in the sky.
Will you talk to me just for a moment?
What about?
Why don't you like the name Kate?
No, I won't talk about that.
Will you talk to me at all?
I don't talk much to anybody.
Francesca, you knew my husband, Tom.
That's what you come to ask me, isn't it?
I've come for your help.
I can't help you, Mrs. Wilson.
But you can. You were Tom's friend.
Friend? I stood at the edge of his grave.
No, Francesca, Tom didn't die here in Jamaica.
What do you know, Kate? I stood at his grave and watched the world grow dark.
I know we share everything, hon, but next time, could you keep it cold to yourself?
This is your cargo. You see, sir?
You were sniffling before that. Think of the money we spend on nasal spray.
That's why I bought four-way nasal spray today. It can cost a lot less than the leading brand. A lot less.
Yeah?
And you can't buy faster decongestion relief than four-way. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast.
I know. I bought four-way for me, too. I think how much you can save on four-way with all the colds you get.
You need all the colds you give me.
If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
This is Bobby Riggs, the Happy Hustler, saying, stay tuned to KMTX Radio in San Francisco, the only full-time swinger in town, except me, Bobby Riggs, of course.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Spinal Mist, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do. At KMTX, it's 9:14.
Observant listeners, surely you have noticed how many characters in Vanity Fair dance to the same identical tune. And the tune is money. Either they have it and cling to it, or they do not have it and seek it.
Oh, how they do dance.
Differently, yes. But each twirling about in what might be described as jigs, minuets, polkas, waltzes, gavottes, hornpipes, and fandangos, all in the endless effort to get or keep what the Bible warns is the root of all evil. Or the love of it, that is. May we not say, Becky Sharp, more often than not, fits a music hall turn? And so she does now with the pit at Queen's Crawley in the sitting room of the Queen's bedchamber. All merriment and smiles, Becky is. Not a serious word on that sober subject.
Oh, Bertie, you should have heard your sister. It was all I could do not to laugh.
Laugh? When she turned you out?
Of course. And, Miss Garth, you have married my nephew for my money. Not threatened shall the pair we have whilst I live. Not threatened after I'm dead. Out of my house. Out.
I say, Betty, did you withdraw him for Matilda's money?
Oh, you'd not blame me, would you?
No, don't love the dumb, smuggling puppy, eh? Pleased to hear it, I am.
But you're not hearing it, Betty.
Oh?
I did not marry him for her miserable money. Oh, I like money. Who doesn't? Parts of it can be very charming, I'm told. I've never had it, so how should I know? And now, never will. We've been cast out, disowned, flung on the rubbish.
Poor person, you love.
Oh, so did you see, we'll manage.
Rawdon have naught from me.
I know that. He's the youngest son. Oh, sir, we have the most dear little cottage. You must come and see it.
Cottage? You that belongs in a palace?
It has sweet, tiny rooms as if for a doll.
You that dotes on the Queen's bedchamber?
Oh, you could put my whole little house into the Queen's bedchamber.
All of Queen's Crawley could have been yours.
I know, but I'll not dwell upon that. Rawdon is very clever at gaming. He'll win pounds and pounds. We'll live very well.
Ah, he'll not. You can't live like that.
Of course I can. Am I not quite used to it? When I grew up with Papa, I knew nothing but poverty. And managed and didn't mind and plan again.
Not mind it now. You've tasted different, Betty Sharp.
I'm very pleased to taste.
Mark me words, you'll not be satisfied with less.
But because one has tasted wine, does that mean one can't drink water?
Confound it, you do beat all. You confessed to me before you wanted a slice of Matilda's fortune the worst way. Now, there you sit, and by God, say different.
Oh, I don't say different. But am I to wear sackcloth because I can't wear diamonds? Not relish life because not born to wealth and fashion? Worry myself into an early grave because Rawdon and I have only £5 between us and the almshouse?
What? 5 pounds, girl? What do you say?
Oh, had I said I'd caught the plague, you couldn't look more thunderous.
Tell me, is it true?
It is. No, over here, in my dressing room. No, wait. It's here, somewhere. Oh, yes, I'm certain it is. Ah, there it is, sir. 5 fat pounds.
All you've in hand ain't true, is all you own betwixt you.
All right. Ain't true. Leave a secret for me.
Now you've not blasted, you've not.
Oh, sir, please don't fret, I don't. Now come. A game of backgammon, and for money, the whole £5. Done?
You'll lose. Huh? You know damn well I'd be the best player in the county. Hmm? Forfeit your piteous fiver, you will.
Then I'll not be much worse off than I am now, will I?
You bit in your pretty head, I'll let you win.
Oh, I know very well you'll not. You're far too vain for that. Oh, come, Sir Kit. You think too much of money. It's only something to play with. So, let us play.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, a pretty music hall term. Ah, Betty is not the daughter of an actress for nothing. Now then, when I return, I shall write of Mrs. Bute, a task I do not relish. But pray, do not forsake me.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Van Rollon antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray for application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Van Rollon will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Van Rollon will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Van Rollon, so economical, yet so effective.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in this payroll commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years of using this Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
This Clear All Cream formula, it's the hair color professionals use, the best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clear All to know you're the best you can be.
London, Park Lane, early morning. Bonneted and bundled, Mrs. Bute Crawley, that indefatigable pursuer of truth, is giving final strictest orders to the Reverend Bute.
Now then, Bute, do you have all firm in your mind?
Yes, oh, indeed, yes. You twice have told me.
Thrice will do no harm. You are most forgetful. First, you are to... No! I shall ask questions, and we shall see if you answer correctly. What of the door?
The door? The door?
The door is to be denied all letters and emissaries from Rawdon and his slut of a wife.
Mrs. Bute, I will not tolerate such language in my presence. You are the wife of a clergyman of the Church of England.
Oh, tush. Take care, or you'll hear worse. What of Matilda?
I am to bide near my sister all the while you are away.
Why?
Why? Oh, why? Why? This is what you told me to do.
Why did I tell you?
Yes. So no other person will talk to her.
But you will talk of what?
Her immortal soul. In the midst of life, we are in death.
Great heavens, no. Anything reminding her of death puts her into a frenzy. She'll have a seizure. May die. We can't have that until she alters her will. You are to tell her often that she is greatly better. Not mention her soul.
No soul?
Not preach.
Not preach? Oh, but it is my calling, Master.
She despises preachifying. You're not to quote the Bible or the prayer book.
No Bible. No prayer book.
You're to point out as often as possible how wicked are Rawdon and Rebecca Sharp.
Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Isaiah 5.
Ah, yes. You may quote that verse to Matilda in connection with that wicked pair's claim that their marriage is good.
Gracious truth and mighty above all things. Oh, and may I quote that as well?
Well, I suppose you may, else you'll be tongue-tied.
Oh, I've another. Rawdon has married beneath his station. He that toucheth it shall be defiled therewith.
Splendid, Bute. Splendid.
Renounce the devil and all his works.
No, she's wildly frightened of the devil.
Well, she might be.
Oh, I doubt she'll understand. Scarce a word, whatever you say. Her medicine keeps her stupefied.
Will I administer her medicine?
No, you're far too forgetful and careless and clumsy. If she doesn't have it, she'll come to herself. And dear knows what she'd do or say or want or demand. No doubt to see Rawdon or Sharp or both. Miss Briggs has been instructed and knows the proper dosage.
What am I to say if she asks where you are?
The truth. Say I have taken her carriage to Chiswick on the track of Miss Sharp to lodgings she once occupied with her father. Say I have heard dire rumors of their shocking past. Say, I seek the truth for her, dear sake.
Oh, may I quote one more verse, Mrs. Bute? It is fitting for a shameful past. Let the wicked forsake their way. Oh, pray, let me say it.
Oh, you weary me, and you weary her. No, I forbid it. I go now. Take very good care of our patient. Lead her in paths we want her to go.
Oh, I will, I will.
I shall return tonight.
If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in a ditch. Why ever did I think of that?
Oh, ladies, gentlemen, flop. Plan, fix, clap. Will they fetch you back on the morrow? Oh, I profoundly hope. Your obliged and obliging servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Julian,
Doctor, it's been years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, thank goodness.
5 minutes, Walt.
Sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Especially
your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can. With Sinonet. Sinonet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Sinonet. Holds up longer than you do.
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name and address and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only, expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back. The Author Studio has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
This is Margaret Whiting reminding you that KMPX San Francisco plays the big bands at 107 on your FM dial.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Dan Rolon, America's leading Rolon antiperspirant.
As long as I've been married to you, there are things about you I still do not understand.
Yeah, what did I do now, dear?
It isn't anything you did, it's what you're not doing.
What's that?
Worrying. You're not worrying the one time you should be.
But what? I don't understand you either. Both you and Debbie are always saying to me, stop worrying. Relax.
That's because you worry about trivial, inconsequential things.
I see. What big, terribly important things should I be worried about now? I really don't know.
What? We've got one what? Son who was due home last week.
Oh, that.
That?
Oh, honey, Tom can look after himself. He's a very competent young man. I have all the confidence in the world in him, which is your trouble, dear. You never have. No, I'm not worried at all about Tom.
You can spend a whole evening worrying about what our telephone number was when we were first married.
I wasn't worried. I just couldn't remember. You know, kept nagging at
Well, anyway, you fussed one whole evening about something silly like that. Yet here, your only son has been traipsing around every troubled spot in Africa, the Middle East, Asia.
Yeah, I think he's been mainly on some archaeological dig in Iran.
He could have only been digging for 5 minutes because he wouldn't have time to go to all the other places he's been in for 4 months.
Well, I don't know.
He sent a cable saying he's coming home, and then no word for 2 weeks.
Oh, honey, don't worry. Tom's a wonderful boy.
He's nearly 20. He's hardly a boy. It's time to settle down.
Oh, settle down. Tom won't settle down for quite a while. I have a feeling called feminine intuition, if you like, or a mother's instinct. I think someday Tom is going to be a world-famous archaeologist.
All mothers think their sons are going to be world-famous.
Well, some of them are. Have to have some faith, don't you?
Well, yes, but you have to have some common sense, too. When I think of the 4-year scholarship that Tom could have had, his whole college education paid for, no expenses at all.
Well, let's not go into all that again, shall we? Hand me the scissors, anyway. I like my needlepoint.
Oh, it's fine. Very pretty.
I sent the pen. I sent two of them to Aunt Maggie. She says something to expire at Grandma's in the hospital. But with 8 cares each to do, I guess I'd better work on them, too. Now, you want to invite Evie and Fred over to some bridge tonight?
No.
To read the letters, Aunt Maggie, the time of death. It's amazing one can have a broken leg and be so cheerful. She said she really has no pain except her muscle pain. But she's up and she's walking around about 2 hours a day. You know,
well, that's good.
Megan, you looking for something, Debbie?
Yes, I can't find my history book. I've looked all over.
You know, look in the front hall. It's a pile of things on the hall table. Why don't you play Scrabble, Bob, and get your mind on something else.
What's the matter, Daddy?
Daddy's worried about Tom because he hasn't shown up yet.
Oh, Daddy, you know Tom. He's all right. I'd like to know what the surprises he's bringing home.
I told you, I'm sure he's bringing home some weird animals. You know how crazy he's always been about animals? He could probably run a zoo, which is practically what the house was when he was growing up. Remember that? Remember the time there was a baby elephant for sale somewhere and he wanted to buy it? Remember?
If he's ready to bed, he's now probably bringing home an abominable snowman. Come on, Bob, get out the car here and I'll find a Scrabble board, huh? That'll be fun.
Oh, am I your dad, Debbie? Excuse me for you anyway these days.
Yeah, I'm expecting dinner call.
Yeah, well, that figures. Set the card table up near the fireplace.
Okay, sure. And maybe I'll build a fire. That'd be nice, huh?
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
Is this 623-9702?
Yes, it is.
One moment, please. Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Yep. Now, don't say anything. I don't want Mom and Dad to know I'm calling. Can they hear you?
Where are you?
London, England. I don't have much money, so I'll keep this short. Just let me do the talking, okay?
Okay, sure.
Is this for you, Debbie?
Yes, it is, Mom.
Listen, Deb, we'll be home tomorrow.
What do you mean, we?
Well, that's it. I want you to be the one who breaks the news. I was just going to come home and surprise them, but I thought maybe you'd better give them a little advance warning.
What are you talking about?
I'm married.
What?
Now, don't say what, my dad. You know Mother. She'll hear you.
What is it, Debbie? Something wrong?
Oh, no. Nothing's wrong. Nothing, Mother.
Look, Deb, will you cool it?
Oh.
Now, I gambled on you answering the phone. If Mom or Dad had, I was going to hang up. Hey, listen. Break the news. Gently, okay?
How do I do that?
I don't know. I realize it's pretty lousy of me to do this to you, but I didn't want to just walk in with a new wife and have an explosion in front of her. You know what I mean?
Well, there's certainly going to be one. Can you tell me more about it?
Your 3 minutes are up, sir. Please don't wait.
No, I'm through. I'd appreciate it, okay, sis?
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
No, no, no.
Who is that, dear?
No.
You want to play Scrabble with us,
Jim?
No. I can't. I got
some.
I really need some support. Your father's always making up
words. Come on, Dad. I don't make them up. We've got a dictionary right here.
Yeah, you're making them up.
Daddy?
Yes, dear, what is it, honey?
I've got some studying.
Yeah, well, you're going to study then, dear.
I want to talk to you about something.
Well, we'll be right here, Deb. You go and do your studying first. Don't you think you must concentrate when things are important, right?
First things first. Yes, I think so. I'll concentrate and then I'll come back down.
All right. It's impossible to play Scrabble with you, Bob. That is not a word.
Well,
that is a word.
Look it up. Just look it up in the dictionary. Now, go on.
No, it isn't a word. Hi, Debbie. Did you finish your studying yet?
No.
Honey, what's the trouble? You've been up and downstairs 3 or 4 times, wandering around. What are you having trouble with? History? Math? Spanish? What?
Come on, darling. It's your turn.
I know. Just a minute. Debbie?
Oh, right. I'm supposed to break some news gently, but I can't figure out how to do it.
What?
What news?
Tom is married.
Was that Tom on the phone?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you tell us?
He didn't want me to. He said, don't tell Mommy and Daddy I'm calling.
Why?
Well, isn't it obvious? The idiot's gone and gotten married. No job, no means of support. Now he's bringing a wife home. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I am not going to support him.
Will you calm down now? We don't know any of the details. What else did he say, Debbie? Who is she? How long has he been married? Where did he get married? What's your name?
Well, Mom, he didn't tell me anything else. Nothing. He barely had money to make the phone call. We only talked for 3 minutes.
No money, do you mean?
Well, they'll be here tomorrow. Call from London.
Well, he must have some money if they're flying from England. And we don't know that he doesn't have a job somewhere over there on this archaeological dig or something. Debbie, did he ask to have any money cabled to him?
No.
There, you see, dear? Bob?
Well, we shall see.
Listen, I'm more surprised that Tom didn't have the courage to tell us himself, though. Not like him. I thought we were close enough. He certainly could have told me.
Well, he didn't want to walk in the door with a new wife and have the two of you hit the ceiling.
I don't think I have enough dignity to have welcomed his wife. enough gracious hospitality, no matter how surprised I was.
And what did Tom think I was going to do? Open the door and fling her out into a snowbank?
Oh, Daddy, I don't know.
Well, Steady, you've told us you have something to do. Now, you go up and finish, and then come back down. I'll fix the snack, eat, and I'll talk about it.
Well, I don't think I broke the news very gently. How would you say?
I don't know. You did all right. Don't worry. Go study.
Well, it only takes me about half an hour, then it'll be done.
I'm sorry. I guess I sort of blew my stack. Maybe marriage is the best thing for Tom. Give him a sense of responsibility. Maybe he does have a job. Now, I know I've been pretty irritated with him, but he is intelligent. You're right, as usual. One has to have faith in one's children that they'll do the right thing.
I don't think Tom's getting married is the right thing. Now he'll be tied down, a wife to support, all his dreams of seeing the world before he settles down. No, I agree with you. He's an idiot to get married.
Well, one minute you say one thing, something else the next.
Oh, I know. I just don't know what to think. He's even 20. Why would he get married?
You think she's pregnant?
I don't want to think about that. Let me cope with this first. My little boy, Missy. Wonder what she's like.
Now, Peg, dear, don't be that way.
I'll be well, I just hope we like her.
And that she likes us. Sweetheart. I guess it's true that all mothers are a little jealous when their sons fall in love and get married, huh?
I certainly hope that I am above that.
Well, I hope so, too. Want to finish the Scrabble game?
With all I have to do? Good heavens, they'll be here tomorrow. I have to clean the house, or I'll plan a nice dinner, breaded pork chop, that's it for you. Go shopping, get my hair done. Debbie, I want you to clean up your room tonight.
No matter what happens, life somehow gets back to normal.
Hi, I've only got a minute. My job here at home requires my full attention. I just wanted to say a few words about hair coloring. My little girl has beautiful chestnut hair, like I used to, and it made me very conscious every time I brushed her hair of the gray that had been sneaking into mine the last year or so. I'd thought about hair coloring, but using peroxide or changing my natural color turned me off. Then one day I heard about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol, how it had no peroxide and came in 15 shades. One just like my own. I said, okay, I'll try it. Sure enough, Loving Care covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it made my hair softer and shinier, too. And some days, it's just such a comfort to peek in the mirror and see a woman who looks pretty terrific, considering her immediate surroundings.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
The Little Things in Life with Peg Lynch and Bob Dryden and Ron Coleman as Tom was written by Peg Lynch, directed by Warren Somerville, produced by Dick Cox and Peg Lynch, and has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. I'm Charles Woods. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Hi, this is Helen Forrest, reminding you, you are listening to KMPX in San Francisco.
Here's the latest San Francisco Bay Area weather forecast. Rain likely on and off today, heavy at times. Showers likely tonight and partly cloudy Tuesday with a chance of showers. Highs today and tomorrow in the mid-50s to low 60s for the San Francisco Bay region. Lows tonight in the 40s to low 50s. Small craft advisory, including Suisun Bay and the West Delta regions, for southerly winds 15 to 30 miles per hour, shifting to westerly tonight. Here in downtown San Francisco at the moment, it is not raining and it has not rained so far today, and the winds are relatively calm. The chance of rain, 70% today, 60% tonight, and 20% on Tuesday. Expected high today here in San Francisco, about 60 degrees. Low tonight, about 46 degrees. KMPX at 107 on your dial. The time is now 22 minutes before 10. To have and to hold. open to hope. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Dacryl, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Where are my shirts, Ginger?
Oh, right here, Marsh. I didn't put the laundry away. I never cut to it yesterday. Now, which one do you want?
Well, the blue Oxford, I guess.
All right. What? What's the matter?
Well, you have a very convenient memory, Ginger.
Oh, don't let's start up again.
We haven't finished anything.
The important thing is we know Betsy's all right.
We don't know that.
Well, Cora says.
All we know is that Betsy's on her way to Cora's. A 16-year-old girl upset and traveling all night on a bus, and you say she's all right.
At least we know where she is.
We won't know that until we hear from Cora.
I'm going to start breakfast. You better hurry. When Betsy gets back, we've got to see about sending her away to a good school. If she'd been in one now, this never would have happened.
I don't want much breakfast.
At least have coffee. And here's your juice.
All right.
I'll call you as soon as I hear from Cora.
Good. Will you find out when Betsy's coming back?
Well, right away, of course.
Maybe a few days with Cora would be good for her.
No, she'll miss school.
Well, she's a good student. She'll catch up. Right now, I'm more concerned with her emotional state.
She'll be better off at home.
Oh, you think so? Well, why do you suppose she ran away?
Because she thinks she can have her own way all the time. Because you spoiled her.
Ginger, you managed to misinterpret everything. Do you really believe that?
Don't you realize how important it is for Betsy to learn self-control?
Oh, you mean she should accept your arbitrary and wrong-headed decisions without question?
I'm only thinking of her own good. I don't want her to grow up wild like...
Go on, Ginger.
You know what? We don't know anything about her real mother.
It's very interesting. You want it both ways.
What do you mean?
You refuse to let Betsy know she's adopted. But you want to use that as a secret weapon to control her.
Here you are, young lady. Burtonsville. Anyone meeting you?
I think my aunt is. Oh, there she is. Thank you. Betsy! Oh, honey. I'm fine, Aunt Cora. Really, I am.
Did you sleep any?
A little.
Did you get any breakfast?
No. The last stop all they had was coffee and donuts.
Oh, yes, that would be it, Hadley. The worst donuts in the state of West Virginia. Well, come on. Let's go in the coffee shop.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Aunt Cora. Even if
you had to run away from home to get here?
I'm sorry.
Now, first, we're going to have breakfast. And then, when you're feeling up to it, we'll call Chicago and tell your mother that you arrived safely.
Oh, Ethel Cora? My, you're in town early.
Well, hello, Ethel. I'd like you to meet my niece, Betsy Foster.
Hello.
She just got off the bus from Chicago.
Oh, honey, that's a trip.
Hope all your biscuits aren't gone.
Oh, no, indeed. and even if they were, I'd whip up a fresh bag.
Well, let's have some. With some ham. All right for you, Betsy?
Oh, yes.
And could I have a glass of milk, too, please?
Oh, sure thing, honey.
That way.
I don't think Mom cares where I am, just so I don't do something she has to explain to a friend.
Oh, honey, she's real worried. I called her last night right after you called me.
Did you talk to Daddy?
Yes, I did.
What did he say?
He was awfully surprised, Betsy. He didn't even know that she was...
I called him, but his answering service didn't know where he was.
Well, look, it's all right now.
I don't think it's ever going to be all right, Aunt Cora.
Well, just wait till you have breakfast, honey.
This is your roving reporter, about to interview a nose.
How do I look?
You're not on TV, Nose. This is for radio.
But how do I sound?
Pretty stuffy. Why don't you use four-way nasal spray?
Is four-way diluted bread?
Not yet, Nose.
Then why should I use it?
Because you can't buy faster decongestion relief than four-way nasal spray. And four-way can cost a lot less than the leading brand. A lot less. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast. You can interview me now.
Thanks, Nose, but I just did.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me.
And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
More biscuits, honey?
Oh, I couldn't. But thanks very much.
Well, are you feeling better?
A whole lot, Aunt Cora.
Well, anytime you feel like it, we can put in that call to your mother.
Don't you want to know why I ran away?
Let's call your mother first, Betsy. I put it off till after you had something to eat since I figured you needed a little nourishment. But Mom,
I don't want to talk to her, Aunt Cora.
Maybe there's some trouble between you, but she loves you.
You talk to her.
Well, all right then. I'll tell her you're fine.
Honey, how do you like Burtonville so far?
Well, I'm awfully glad to be here.
Oh, but it's real cold up in that windy too.
Oh, yes, it is.
She's all right, Ginger. Just a little tired.
Why doesn't she want to talk to me?
I don't know.
Did she tell you anything?
You mean why she ran away?
Yes.
Well, no, she didn't yet. I wanted to call you right away so you wouldn't worry.
Thank you, Cora. She's really being very unreasonable.
Well,
that's because I wanted her to be kind to a daughter of a friend of mine.
Well, that doesn't sound like a good reason for running away from home.
Of course it isn't.
Well, maybe later today she'll call you.
Give her my love, won't you, Cora?
Oh, sure I will, Ginger. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
We live right near Lake Michigan, and it gets really cold.
Oh, we have our cold snaps, but they don't last long. Soon the sun gets up over the hills.
Well, do you think I can have another cup of coffee, Ethel?
Oh, sure thing, honey.
Your mom can't understand why you don't want to talk to her, Betsy.
Did she tell you what happened?
Not exactly.
I guess it's kind of dumb when you think about it.
Well, probably. There really aren't enough good reasons to go around.
Well, I got the lead in the school play, and Mom didn't think I should take it.
Why not? Were you behind in your grade?
No. I just joined the drama club, and Mom thought Janie Sexton should have gotten the part because she'd been a member longer.
Oh?
Well, Mom thinks Mrs. Sexton is upset about it, and she's afraid it will hurt Daddy because Mr. Sexton is on the hospital board, or something like that.
I see. And what does your father think?
He was on my side, but I couldn't get him yesterday. I kept calling and calling.
Yes, sir. Well, she was calling.
Yes, but after we'd heard from Cora, I checked my service and got the messages that Betsy had tried to reach me. Oh. Dr. Foster. Oh, Trish, all right. Yes, well, tell Dr. Ellis I'll call him back. And please hold any more calls, will you? Thanks.
Oh, she must have felt so alone.
I know. I should have checked in earlier.
You know, if you hadn't been at my place, you would have gotten through to me.
Well, Angela, I could have been in transit.
But you weren't.
Well, look, it's all right now, darling.
In fact, if you hadn't been with me, you would have been at home and the whole
Angela,
thing...
Angela, don't. If this hadn't happened last night, something else would have, sooner or later.
How do you know?
Because it's built into the marriage, that's why.
Well, you're a part of that marriage. Not all Ginger's fault.
I've never said it was.
And there's Betsy. She's your daughter, too.
Yes, I am responsible for her.
Marsh, maybe we'd better...
No. Now, don't say it, Angela. I couldn't stand it if I lost you now.
Darling, we haven't gone so far.
Oh, yes, we have. Not just because we've made love, but because we're close. You're near and dear to me.
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back. How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less? To have and to hold has been brought to you by Final Net. Gives your hair a great, long-lasting hold. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.